And the day they throw it away. Wednesday night.
How much is it?
2.5 hours.
Well, yes, half an
hour. Good evening.
Good evening, Josh.
Just like to thank the organisers for another opportunity, another privilege to come here, especially Erev Rosh Hashanah, to have another discuss with the Ez Hashem. Like always, we try and start off with an interesting story. It's a very agonizing dilemma that a boss had. There was a boss who had 2 employees, and sadly, at the end of the working day, just before Shkir Sachama, a couple of hours before the workers had finished their day's work, and the boss checked his account to withdraw money, and he realized he only had enough funds to pay one of the workers in full. And the boss didn't know what to do. There's a mitzvah of B'yomei Titan Schori, and there's a lav of Baltolin, where a person has to pay his worker if he finishes during the day, by the end of the day, if he finishes in the night, by the end of the night, he has to pay them. And there's a mitzvah to do it, and there's a lav if you don't do it. Now, what do you do in a situation where you only have enough money for one? So the boss of the company, he felt terrible. You know, these workers are so dedicated, and they put their heart and soul into the job, and he appreciates them so much. He loves paying them, generally. It's such a schmack of feeling to pay them. And their families, you know, they're waiting for the money, and he's got bills, and he thought, at least maybe I'll pay each one half-half, and at least have a bit to go home with. Sounds fair, sounds reasonable, sounds like the right thing to do. But he knew he couldn't pass it on his own. So he went to ask Ishaya. So the song called Baruch Shraga, who's the Rav of Givat HaMiftah, in I think called it French Hill in Yerushalayim, he's the Av Beis Din of the Rabbanut in Dinim Omnos. So I saw he brings down a very, very, very interesting approach to this Shaila, very interesting approach. He says, we're going to look at it from the perspective of mitzvahs. When you got a mitzvah, and you can't be mekayim it, let's say, in its full. Is there an inyan of doing a partial
half-half?
Should you do? Is there any significance?
We're trying to say three meaning from dalit meaning, three brachic, three. Then.
So we might discuss some of these examples.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We're going to have some creative examples. We'll see. So this idea. Maybe that's a guiding rule of how we should conduct ourselves in such a situation. Person's got what? Sorry.
Where's the common thing to pay?
So the Gemar Malacha, he became a chayiv to pay. At that point in time, he realized he only had enough money to pay one of them, and he's got till Shkia to pay them.
Had he stopped halfway through?
Sorry.
Had he stopped halfway through? He's not a chayiv to pay.
Had he stopped, he would have been mechuyev to pay the wage up until that point, or whatever they...
Okay, so it's not part, it's not one of the mitzvah.
Which is, what's not part of the mitzvah?
No, it's not one big mitzvah. It's a few, okay, it has a few...
That could be one approach, we may get there at the end of the shiva as a shem. So, Rabbah Shraga, he took the approach that we first have to assess if there is a concept out there, like we find by Yisurim, Chatzi Shir, Hasa Min HaTorah, that's how we pass it. Is there Chatzi Shir when it comes to a mitzvah? And like this Chosh Bring Line is pointing out that maybe it's a miniature mitzvah, maybe we should consider that sad. But at this point in time in his tshuva, he wasn't taking on such a tzad. So he said, let's analyze it. Let's see what we can find in Shas and see what we've come about. And he had 4 examples where he saw that seemed to indicate that we do say Chatzi Shir by a mitzvah. The first example he brought was the mitzvah to separate 6 Arimiklah, 3 Meivaliyah, and 3 in Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he couldn't fulfill the mitzvah in its entirety, and even though the Arimiklah would only become activated once all 6 were open, Moshe Rabbeinu, he set up 3 Meivaliyah. What was the significance of doing that? What was he could spend time doing other mitzvahs? If there's no significance, and there's no mamashas in doing such an act, then why would it seem that Moshe Rabbeinu spent time and effort in doing such a thing?
Got to start one day.
Oh, it sounds almost absurd to say that how can you disregard something that's a part of such a chashuv idea? But on the other hand, if you could be doing a full mitzvah instead of doing half a mitzvah, then maybe we should focus our time on. So, and we're discussing it in a context of, like a Londish context, is it a real mitzvah or is it nothing? Chasron, not nothing, but that's what we're. There's a second example. The second example he brought was another very interesting example, where the Mishnah in Gittin speaks about a person who had an Eved, and I think he owned the Eved, the Shutfas, and one of the Shutfin set his half of the Eved free. And the Mishnah discusses the dilemma that this Eved has. He can't be Mekayim Peruvu, he can't get married to a free woman because she's got an Issa of him being an Eved, and he can't get married to a Shutfa because he's got an Issa of his free part getting what's called being together with a slave, and he can't, it's Issa. So Tosfos on the spot asks a question. Says, one second, you've got a mitzvah assay of peruvu, and you've got a lois assay of the union of an eved and a free person. Why can't the mitzvah, we know the rule that say doicha lois assay, and surely we don't. The Mishnah says, I forgot to add, the Mishnah says that the rabbi who remains the other of the part which is still enslaved has to set. Rav Beishama says he has to set the eved free. Because there's nothing to help this guy. You have to let him do peruvu. So Tosfos says, why does he be so extreme? Let him stay enslaved. And he'll get a nice setup of work. He'll have one day working, one day free. And still maintain him as an Eved. And yet he can still be Mekayim peruvu because of a say, Deichalos say. That say of peruvu should be Deichalos say. So many ask this question on Tosfos. And Rabbi Shrani, he asks this question as well on Tosfos. One second. We know the mitzvah of peruvu is to have a boy and a girl. So let's say they might come together and they might have, let's say, one child. That might be Yotzer, the mitzvah, a bit. But how can Tosfos say that there's the mitzvahs assay when he's only going to be doing a portion of the mitzvah? And them being together might just be even just a heksher, just the beginning of the mitzvah. We see from this Tosfos, as Baruch Schreger, that a partial part, a vital part leading up to a mitzvah, part of a mitzvah, part of the Maisa mitzvah, is also considered part of the mitzvah. Because if it wouldn't be, then it wouldn't have the power, or Tosfos to entertain, it would have the power to push off the lav. That's the second raya. The third raya is, there's a concept in Mila, we know there's a concept called mal, someone who does the Mila, veloi para, and doesn't do the second stage in Mila. Says k'ilu loy mal. Someone who does the first stage of Mila and doesn't do the second stage of Mila is as if he's not done Mila at all. Yet, we find in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar that the Dor HaMidbar did Mila, but they didn't do Priya. So he says, one second, I can understand that if you don't do Priya, then it's as if you've done nothing, but we see that they did do it, and the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar spent time telling us that they did it. It must be that there was something in it. The fourth raya he brings is from the Rambam, bringing down the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Now, the Gemara says already that we're not bekiyim in certain halachic aspects of something called chaserus and yeserus in the Torah. Therefore, and what would be the nafkamina if you're not a bekiyim chaserus and yeserus in the Torah? It means if you miss out one letter in the Torah, it's possible, and it's like a chumash, says the Rambam. Therefore, how can he tell you it's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah nowadays, if even from the time of the Gemara, we can't certify a person's written a complete Sefer Torah? So it sounds like the Rambam is also alluding to this concept that even partially fulfilling a mitzvah is also considered a mitzvah. So at that point in time, Rav Shrag, he brought four examples which seem to say there is a kiyum mitzvah with a partial amount of a mitzvah. Half a mitzvah, you mekayem a mitzvah. Very interesting. Very creative, interesting thinking. We might have questions on the rise, but let's just leave it at that for the moment. He brought, to contrast that, he brought a couple of rayas that we see faket. He said, the Mogen Avraham and Ayurkhan says, a person, Le'elenu, he doesn't know benching, and he only knows one bracha out of the three brachas they are still. What should he do?
First one.
So I said, do the first bracha, maybe, yeah? Lechotch, do that, at least do that. Mogen Avraham paskens out of the ear, sorry, don't say anything. Now, just say one second. Before we said, doing a bit is something good. Now saying doing a bit shouldn't do it. What's going on? He said that we don't find that if a person's got a house and he's got only access to half a mezuzah which has been written. Doesn't have a full mezuzah. Sad situation. But he's got half a mezuzah. Let him put up half a mezuzah. Why not? Why don't we find anyone ever saying such a suggestion? So he brought something from a yasid, from the Marriott. Oh, if you got, you know how to blow just the tekiah. It's a different example. It's going to cause us some problems in the yasid we're about to say. Well, it's not beyond the scope of the shaykh to deal with that. It's a good example. It is brought in a locker that if you got just know how to do a tekiah, then you can't. You shouldn't blow the tekiah.
Shouldn't blow it.
Maybe we'll deal with that separately. The Marit Al Ghazi. So he brings a Marit Al Ghazi. Marit Al Ghazi says in Bukhayras, very interesting he says. He says there's a clear difference between the first four examples we gave and the second two which we brought in contrast. So the Yisoy is that a mitzvah which is a chayva, yeah, which a person didn't have to do anything for in order for himself to become chayv in it, that type of mitzvah, even doing part of it, there's an inyan. For example, Matzah, Pesach, he's got less than the Kazayas. Everyone's heard stories from the concentration camps. Was there an inyan? Isn't there an inyan? The chiyuv of matzah comes automatically on a person. Therefore, he said, there is a mitzvah. The chiyuv of Sefer Aron Miklat was a chiyuv put upon Klai Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore, it wasn't something he chose to put himself, he didn't opt into it. Whereas, when it comes to a house, no one has to live in a house, could live in a tent. Yeah. No one asks you to eat, you could not eat. Now you could ask a question, what about times when there's a chiyuv sudah? Good question. But that is the core difference. He wants to say that's a chiluk. There's two different categories of mitzvahs, and they have a different halacha with regards to this din. Now let's think to ourselves. When a person employs an employee, no one asks them to employ the employee and to become chayv in the mitzvah of Baal Kolin, to be chayv himself in the mitzvah of Biyom Mitzvot and Tzfar. Therefore, it falls into the category of a mitzvah where he does not have this concept of chatzi shir. Therefore, says Rabbi Ashram, and he concludes like this, that he should pay one of the two workers, and at that point in time, once he's paid one of the two workers, then there's a halacha we learn from the pasuk. The Gemara says one might assume that a person's still over Baal Tomei if he doesn't have any money. Says the Gemara, itcha. It has to be that you've got the money in your pocket and you never gave it out. Whereas in this situation, once he's paid one, then the other one he'll be potter. I'm going to try with Mafia, so maybe tell him he's going to get money next week. Whatever the situation is, he concludes you should pay one. Now, we have to understand that this question has been dealt with already by the Chofetz Chaim in Avos Chesed. Now, the Chofetz Chaim in Avos Chesed, just one of the maximum few halachos that are going to cause serious problems for this pesach that we just listed. So, I want to be maximum. This halacha, this query, this shayla we just spoke about, is only in a situation where we've got two people on the same financial status. In the Gemara discusses three different levels of financial status. Number one is a rich person. Number two is a poor person. Number three is a destitute person. Now, from you can hear, poor is middle, destitute is even worse, and rich seems to be comfortable. Let's call him comfortable, Mr. Comfortable. Now, what do you do? You've got two workers, one was poor and one was rich. You only have enough to pay one. The Gemara says you pay the poor one, because the Gemara says they live for a positive on you. Now what do you do when you've got a poor person and a destitute person? Here's the Gishmak, interesting Chiddush. You pay the poor person first, instead of the destitute person. Sounds interesting, why would you do that?
Because he'll go knocking on doors.
Oh, it says the Lashon I saw, he's already horrible, the Vizionis. He's already so used to being in such a poor situation, and he's already used to knocking on doors. It's going to have less of a damaging impact to his dignity and his mental health, let's call it nowadays, these days. The impact of him having to go and collect money. So therefore, we say give it to the poor person. Then what have you got on Evyon against a destitute against the usher? He doesn't need it, and he's comfortable collecting. We say still give it to the person who needs it, even though he's comfortable collecting. Fine. We're not talking about the situation. We're talking about two equal pegged people, same level of financial standing, and that is our question. Now, we've got to address two or three more points. What about if a person, he has the full amount, yeah? Imagine you hired a work for the day, and you had, it was £100, the bill at the end, and he said, you know what, I'll pay £50 today. Are you able to tell him?
Yeah.
Oh, But you could say, what do you mean? Maybe batal is to keep the full sum back. I didn't keep the full sum back. I kept the partial amount. What about the other way around? What if a person's only got 50% of the money? One worker, 50% of the money, and he pays it him in full. Is he yotzei the mitzvah?
He owes him
£100.
Yeah.
He checks his wallet, he's only got £50. He thought he had 100 initially, he's only got 50. He pays him the 50. Is he yotzei the mitzvah saseh or beyotzei the
mitzvah? You asked that before. Same question.
Before he had 100 quid. Instead of paying 100 quid, he paid 50.
Oh, he had the money.
Yeah, now we've got a second scenario. He
hasn't
where he's got 50, he should have 100, he's only got 50, and he pays 50.
He's an
owner. He's all he can.
He was an
owner. But is he an owner? But is he yotzei the mitzvah?
So
your suggestion. So the Chazal brings that he's got a Gosar Shri, that the Gosar Shri says that in both scenarios, if you've got 100 and you only pay 50, you're over the lav.
Definitely.
And if you've paid 50, and you only have 50, you are yotzei.
You are yotzei.
Being onus can explain why you potter from being mechuyev in a mitzvah. It can explain why you potter from being over a lav. But it doesn't necessarily explain should you be mekayem the mitzvah. And he says you are mekayem the mitzvah of a mikzas. He's got a raya from Agos HaShru. And it's for the reasoning that you were saying before, Chazal brings that kol prutah v'prutah is a mitzvah. Separate mitzvah to pay. Therefore,
the whole mitzvah, half mitzvah.
So it sounds like there is one big thing, but also you can divide it up into individual mitzvahs.
So if
you look at each, just like you'd understand, you've got multiple workers, you'd understand you can be yotzei on separate people, different times. Here as well, you can divide them to micro parts. You can also understand. So that's one thing. Just we're building up an argument against Rav Shraga's Pesach. That's the first thing we have to bear in mind. The second thing to bear in mind is, what's the second nekuda? What would be a situation where a person, he had a worker, the worker finished the work, and he had at that point in his time, we spoke about the moshul guy had a worker, it was £100 at the end of the day, the guy finished the job, and instead of paying the worker, before Shkia came, he went and took that money and spent it. What's that halacha? Now, at the end of the day,
he
didn't have the money.
He has to know to prepare.
Oh, so you're saying a should be definitely awesome for him to do it. But is he over the lav?
Yeah.
Does it fit into the words of the pasuk of Itcha? Was the money by him throughout the night? It wasn't. He already spent it in the shop.
What do you mean in the shop?
After
in the shop.
Is it after the mechuyev?
Sorry, he's after mechuyev to pay the money. So the Chofetz Chaim says, the lav he's masupak about in such a situation. The mitzvah, is he considered to have been mevatel, the mitzvah saseh, b'yadayim, he says, 100% you are.
Yeah.
Compares it to shofar, that very topical, that if a person would have the opportunity to listen to shofar, at one part of the day, imagine the morning, someone says, right, the Nazis are coming soon, we've got 5 minutes to listen to shofar, and he stays in that carnival. Now, Lamaisa, he was still mechuyev later on in the day, he was an oinus. So maybe, since he could be mechuyev later on, maybe he's not over, bit be mevatel aseh, since he didn't ruin his whole time period where he was mechuyev, says the whole time, no. There was one time where he had the choice to do it, and he didn't do it, he considered to be mevatel it. Says the Chofetz Chaim, one more last point, which will bring me out to argue on Rabbah Shraga's Peshet, is he says, there's a halacha. Imagine you've got a person who owes multiple people money. And he doesn't have enough money to pay. Now, they all come to him and they say, no, cough up the guilt. And he says, you know what, I owe you 300 quid, I owe you 500 quid, I owe you a grand. Yeah? But I've got 500 quid. What do you do? What do you do in such a situation?
Pro rata, I suppose.
What's pro rata mean to my agreement? Proportionally.
Proportional
medicine. So there is Rishonim who hold like that. But the Pashtus of Shulchan Aruch is, irrespective of the amount of money he owes to each one, you divide up the money equally. Now, the Chofetz Chaim brings this in his Shitta. The Chofetz Chaim says, you do pay both workers half-half. And his reasoning is, that's the halacha in Hilchos Chayiv. We've got to remember, in Baal Tolin, there's two concepts here. There's the money you owe as a wage, and then there's a separate idea in addition called Baal Tolim. So in Hilchus Choyv, yeah, in Hilchus paying up your debt to your worker, you're mechuyev to pay each one 50-50. So says the Chofetz Chaim, if that's the case, yeah, number one, we've said that there's a mitzvah to pay 50-50. And number two, you might be over a lav if you don't pay 50% if you have 50%. And number three, the fact that that's the way you're supposed to be paid. So when Rav Schrager said that you should pay one person the full amount, he seems to have, number one, be arguing on the concept of how you're supposed to pay your debts when you've got limited funds to pay it. Number two, he seems to say you're not yotzei mitzvah because he says there's no chatzi shir. The Chofetz Chaim clearly says each pruta is a mitzvah. And number three, you might be over allowed if you had 50% to pay and you disregarded that chiyuv and you went and spent it. So it would seem, at the moment, very schwer to suggest that you pay one in full. You might be seriously over, and therefore we would be very leaning towards the Chofetz Chaim's shitta and Avos Chesed that you pay each one 50-50. Shkoyach.
If the other person, the moichel, comes tomorrow, at least pay one, it's not even kind of mitzvah. If it's moichel, it's not